Hello, this is Hannah Holcroft, Peer Support Coordinator with Real Baby Milk, and today I'm talking with Helen Shanahan and Stephanie Hurd, Joint Infant Feed Coordinators for Cornwall. Hello Helen, hello Steph.
Hello. Hello Hannah.
So today we're going to be talking about mixed feeding, and what we'd really like to do is talk to you about the language that we use as peer supporters to help mums feel comfortable with regards to combining breast milk, breastfeeding and formula use where this is necessary.
Okay.
I think it's really hard for peer supporters because mums come to them with issues like you've described from a range of sort of circumstances. So sometimes mums come to talk with peer supporters about the fact that they're doing some breastfeeding or giving some breast milk and giving some formula as well, because they've arrived at that place when there's been problems with breastfeeding the baby. Sometimes it's when there's been problems around the time of the birth of the baby. Sometimes people are giving formula because that's what they choose to do. So I suppose the thing for peer supporters is, first of all, to find out how it is that the mum's got to where she is today when she's turned up to the group.
Okay, Steph, how would you say the best way a peer supporter can do that
I think it's going back to your very basics as a peer supporter. What mum's looking for at peer support groups is mother-to-mother support, listening, care, kindness. So starting from there, and the very basics of good communication skills, listening, being active in that listening, valuing what people say, trying not to judge, and being kind in the way that you approach women.
That's lovely, thank you.
I think you want to start by, you want the mother's story, so you want to start by asking quite open questions. So, you know, perhaps things like, tell me how things have been going, or if someone says, well, I have decided to give formula, you know, so what's led you to make that decision, or something of that kind, because you want the mum to talk about why she has arrived at that place, or how has that happened. It might be her choice to give the baby formula, it might be that that suits her to do so in the care of her children, or maybe with her other children, or maybe with her partner or her mum or mum-in-law or something like that, and it actually suits her to mixed feed. Or it might be she's had it recommended to her for some particular reason by a health professional. It might be that the baby's struggling to gain weight or isn't settling or something of that kind. So it might be that she's actually been recommended to do it as opposed to having chosen to do that. But whatever it is, you want the mother to reveal her own story, and for the peer supporter, like Steph says, to actively listen to that and encourage her to explain how she's got to that place.
Okay, thank you. Steph, anything that you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think that there's a very strong belief socially in this society that when it comes to infant feeding, you're either breastfeeding or you're formula feeding, and there's no middle ground. I think that's a very common belief amongst people, that there's no common ground, and also that there's some sort of conflict between those who are breastfeeding and those who are bottle feeding. And I think that lots of women who hear this will agree, actually, there's no conflict at all. People are doing what they choose to do and what they need to do for their baby in their particular circumstances, and making the best of that. And for peer supporters, it's really, really important that they don't sort of fall into that trap of thinking, well, it's all or nothing. And if you're giving any formula at all, there's no point in breastfeeding, because I don't think that's the case at all. That part of the role of a peer supporter is to support mums to give as much breast milk or do as much breastfeeding as they feel able to in their particular circumstances, because any breastfeeding or breast milk is always going to be better than none. And so by helping women to maintain the breastfeeding or breast milk feeding that she's doing, that's a fantastic thing that we can do to support mums.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steph.
I think another aspect of mother-to-mother support is the fact that all the mums who are peer supporters, they are all mothers themselves. They all have had to make choices, sometimes quite difficult choices, about what they do with their baby in all kinds of circumstances, with feeding, with vaccinations, with childcare, with going back to work or not going back to work. People make choices about their childcare, how they care for their baby, in all sorts of ways. And what they want is somebody who can listen to them and accept and not be judgmental about it, who's going to accept what they're doing and what they're saying and be kind to them and welcoming and supportive, because then they're much more likely to keep coming back to that peer support group because they're getting that support there. And they're not having, it might be that, you know, even at home or perhaps with other health professionals they've met, that they have been judged or criticised, and that's not what they should get at a peer support group. It's not what they should get from a health professional either, but sometimes that does happen. And sometimes people get it out on the community from people making sometimes rather foolish and thoughtless remarks. But at a peer support group, for things to do with infant feeding, the peer supporter should be kind and caring and listening to that mother, not judging her, accepting her for who she is and what she's done, and how can she best give that mother support to feel happy and confident and secure about the care that she's giving to that baby and the choices she's making about that baby and the feeding.